When historians look back on 2023, it will be remembered as the year that people began waking up and the globalist elite began losing their grip on power. In 2023, so-called conspiracy theorists were vindicated on an extraordinary number of fronts, and mainstream media and fact-checkers had to sit down and shut up. So momentous were the revelations in 2023 that people who have been brainwashed by the mainstream media their entire lives are now beginning to wake up and ask questions. As we take a moment to reflect on the momentous year that has been, an expression immediately comes to mind. Revelation of the method. Originating from ancient Rosicrucian texts, this concept explains why the elite expose the masses to dark realities, often in a veiled and underhanded manner.
One of the things that I learned from whistleblowers from the cabal itself is that they have to work within something they call the rules. And this is very, very important. So I really want to make sure that this gets into the film. The rules are a body of spiritual principles that they must follow in order to be allowed to exist. Now, what do I mean by allowed to exist? I mean that they are aware that there are benevolent forces that will prevent them from achieving their goals unless we give them permission to enslave us. Now, think about that. Well, I didn't give them permission. So why did they put this plan for three world wars on display in a book that's hanging there open behind glass in the British Museum Library of London? And those three world wars that they're outlining are exactly World War I, World War II, and the War on Terrorism. Because the rules state that they have to tell us what they're doing. Therefore, if we allow it to happen, we have consented to tyranny, we have consented to enslavement.
There is just one problem for the global elite and their occult rituals. We, the people, are waking up, and we're not consenting to their dark satanic agenda anymore. Since the advent of mass media, the revelation of the method has become increasingly obvious. While in the past the elite operated in complete secrecy, it now seeks to operate in plain sight. In his book Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, Michael Hoffman explained why the elite like to rub our faces in it. The alchemical principle of the revelation of the method has, as its chief component, a clown-like grinning mockery of the victims as a show of power and macabre arrogance. When this is performed in a veiled manner, accompanied by certain occult signs and symbolic words, and elicits no meaningful response of oppositions or resistance from the targets, it is one of the most efficacious techniques of psychological warfare and mind rape. Countless events of 2023 fit perfectly into the concept of revelation of the method. Take the Obama's Netflix movie, for example. A more obvious example of predictive programming by the occult elite you are never likely to find. And yet many people, caught up in their busy lives and completely brainwashed by mainstream media, still fail to grasp what's actually going on. This is exactly what the elite wants. Here's a look at some of the revealing events of 2023 and what they mean in the grand scheme of things. Normalization of paedophilia. Once the elite's hidden truths are carefully revealed to the public and met with apathy and indifference, they become normalized and embedded in society's collective unconscious. Take, for example, the global elite's creeping agenda to sexualize children and normalize paedophilia. We've been warning about this agenda for years, and now anybody who's been paying attention can see it with their own two eyes. We have now reached the point where the global elite are shamelessly attempting to lower the age of consent and decriminalise child rape around the world.
The secrecy put upon them is hard to deal with. All of this results in great trauma. Why then would a society push pedophilia down our throats? Bit by bit, step by step, normalising it so that we grow to the idea instead of reject it. Why create a society of traumatized people? Why are pedophile logos used in children cartoons, Disney movies, candy and ice cream, child protection centers, adoption agencies, in business and in politics? Meet Sheila Jackson Lee, member of the House of Representatives, proudly wearing her young boy lover ring. What is going on here? Let's follow a lead. Check this out. This still image appears in a video clip of a band called Sex Stains, and this is where it gets interesting. They played at Comet Ping Pong, a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Best known for its pizzas, ping pong tables in the basement, high-profile clients such as Hillary Clinton and the Obamas, and a conspiracy theory called Pizzagate. More about which in a bit.
That report was prepared by Janet Ozobard, who passed away in December. She recently stated that she wasn't suicidal and that she had much more work to do in exposing the elite. Unfortunately, exposing the globalist elite is a dangerous vocation, and it's getting more dangerous by the day. In 2023, the global elite became increasingly desperate, silencing whistleblowers and journalists like Ozobard who were working against their agenda. It's little wonder, because in 2023, their narrative began falling apart at the seams. Pizzagate. Despite the mainstream media claiming that Pizzagate is nothing but a debunked conspiracy theory, numerous mainstream journalists and fact-checkers connected to elite paedophiles have been arrested in recent times for the very crime they supposedly debunked. In November, a mainstream journalist and close friend of John Podesta, who bragged about debunking Pizzagate, was arrested on a slew of sickening child sex charges. Slade Sommer, editor-in-chief at The Recount and friend of former Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, was arrested for raping multiple toddlers and babies. But Sommer was not the first mainstream journalist arrested on child sex charges after previously boasting about debunking Pizzagate. James Gordon Meek, a 10-year veteran reporter at ABC News, who also bragged about debunking Pizzagate, is facing life in prison after being convicted of a sickening array of child sex crimes. CNN producer John Griffin, who produced numerous segments debunking Pizzagate for Chris Cuomo's show, was sentenced to 19 years in prison in June for a slew of sickening child sex crimes in Vermont. But it's not just the reporters and producers, it's the executives too. The newspaper that led the way in covering up the Pizzagate scandal was run by the man who also helped protect notorious UK paedophile Jimmy Savile. Mark Thompson, who was the New York Times CEO at the time, was previously director general at the BBC at the time the UK's most prolific paedophile Jimmy Savile raped hundreds of children and murdered countless others while working for the BBC. Can the mainstream media still claim that Pizzagate is debunked, when those who are doing the debunking are now behind bars for the very crimes they claim didn't exist? After this quick break, we'll continue exposing the conspiracy theories that became facts in 2023 and explaining what the elites have up their sleeve for 2024. Nearly every conspiracy theory that anybody had about COVID turned out to be true. Remember when the lab leak theory was strictly banned on social media? Remember when stating that COVID jabs didn't protect against transmission would earn you an instant ban? In 2023, the mainstream narrative has been completely and utterly destroyed. If anything, the conspiracy theories about COVID during the pandemic didn't go far enough. Now we know that mRNA does alter human DNA. Numerous peer-reviewed scientific studies have blown the mainstream narrative out of the water. We also know that huge numbers of people in fully vaccinated countries have died. And we also know that these governments are scrambling to cover their tracks. Thanks to brave whistleblowers like New Zealand's COVID vaccination database administrator, we now know that millions of people died after taking bad batches of the Pfizer vaccine.
Right. Well, I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay-per-dose system. So it means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And I helped build it. I implemented it. And when I was looking at the data, which is part of my job, I noticed some discrepancies with the dates of death, people dying within a week of being vaccinated.
So what did you notice when you first started to look at this data as you were building it?
Well, as soon as the system went live, we noticed that people were dying almost straight away after being injected. So that sort of prompted my curiosity a bit, and So I dug a little deeper.
Make no mistake, the people are waking up. In a recent poll, an enormous 42% of Americans indicated they are likely or very likely to join a massive class action lawsuit against Pfizer, Moderna and other complicit big pharma companies for their crimes against humanity. That's right, 42% of Americans. We truly are on the cusp of momentous change. These kind of numbers were unthinkable only a year ago. January the 6th. We also know that the political establishment is determined to cover up what really happened on January the 6th. Thanks to the tireless work of independent investigators, we now know the mainstream media is complicit in promulgating a false narrative regarding the so-called insurrection, which was all part of their multi-year plan to destabilise the country and take away your right to elect your president of choice.
We turn now to Colorado, where the state Supreme Court has ruled in a 4-3 decision to bar Donald Trump from the state's 2024 presidential primary ballot because of his actions during the January 6th insurrection.
And the hits just keep on coming. We were told we were conspiracy theorists for saying the Biden regime did not commit the greatest act of industrial terrorism in recent times when they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Except they did. And the mainstream media's integrity is in tatters. We were told that 15-minute cities was a crazy conspiracy theory and that the elite do not want to hold us all in vast open-air prisons. Until the elite started rolling them out, and the mainstream media was forced to eat their words yet again. Given the collapse of the elite's narrative, it is no surprise they are escalating their attacks on so-called conspiracy theorists. Police departments in New Zealand and Australia are demanding citizens snitch on their neighbour if they hear them discussing conspiracy theories. Both Australia and New Zealand are deeply infiltrated by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. The WEF is on the front lines of the war against so-called conspiracy theories that are derailing the elite's plan for global domination. But the elite will not go down without a fight. The WEF announced that it has recruited hundreds of thousands of information warriors to control the internet, policing social media and forums for misinformation and conspiracy content, which will then be systematically shut down. The authoritarian policing of the internet, media and social media by the global elite has had disastrous consequences for our freedoms. But there's a positive we can take away from all of this. The global elite would not be urging citizens to snitch on each other while rolling out massive armies of information warriors on the internet if they were not desperately afraid of us. If they didn't have anything to hide, they would not need to resort to underhand and coercive tactics. They are losing the argument. They know they cannot win while engaging in a fair fight. Humanity is waking up and seeing through their evil plans because humanity has no interest in being led by people determined to normalise paedophilia while depopulating the world. Humanity has always been motivated by life, light and love, not darkness, death and destruction. 2023 is the year people began to wake up to the evil agenda of the global elite. While the battle will continue to rage for some time, we must keep our eye on the prize. They are already saying that 2024 will be the year of the poly crisis, while acknowledging the need to rebuild trust. Now their plans are out in the open, it's time we as humans come together and reject their evil agenda and shape the future that we want. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the globalist elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there.